We're speaking now with Jason Welker. He is a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Jason, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Chris.
Well, I want to start out with all the candidates with the same question. Tell us about yourself, you know, what your background is how long you've been in Sandpoint and what kind of community ties you have.
Sure. Yeah, that's obviously a question that I get a lot of. Often people ask me where I'm from, and that's always been a tough question for me. I just, before joining you, added up all the places I've lived, and in my 42 years, I've actually lived in 11 different places. So Sandpoint is where I have called home for 17 years now. I wish I could say I've lived here full time that whole 17 years, but I was an international teacher during much of that. So my wife being from Post Falls, bought our house here in Sandpoint in 2004 when we finished graduate school in Spokane. I had studied economics and education and pretty quickly went into a career as an economics educator. So as an educator, I had a interesting schedule that allowed me to spend a lot of time in Sandpoint over those 17 years. But I really moved here full-time about 4.5 years ago after leaving that international teaching career behind. So I was an economics teacher. My wife was an educational leader. And since moving back, she has become a professor of educational leadership at the University of Idaho. So she has deep roots in Idaho, has been here for her whole life. I've been lucky to call Sandpoint home for 17 years, full-time for the last 4.5 years. But I've really grown to love this community over the 17 years that I've been here. And my motivation for leaving a really good career of teaching economics internationally was to come back and become a part of this community beyond what was really possible as a seasonal resident. So in the 4.5 years that I've been here, I've really dove into community service, community involvement, volunteered with lots of local organizations, and actually ended up being employed by two local nonprofits. So I moved around a lot in my life, but have called Sandpoint home since 2004. And I couldn't be more happy to raise my family here. My daughter's 9 years old, goes to Washington Elementary here. My in-laws all live in the Sandpoint area now, and my family lives out in Western Washington. So this has been a great move for my family almost 5 years ago now to come back to a place that we've called home for a long time. My wife has called home her whole life, and we are now close to family here and really making this place the place we want to raise our daughter and hopefully have her be able to call her home for her whole life as well.
Okay. And what's your current employment here?
So I'm the executive director of Pondere Peddlers, which is Sandpoint's local trails organization and cycling club. We build and maintain trails on private and public land, including on Sandpoint city owned property in the Little Sand Creek watershed, on Schweitzer property, in the Syringa Trail Network, which many people are familiar with. And we partner with the Forest Service on the maintenance of several Forest Service trails around the area. We also run youth mountain biking camps and clinics through our local schools and with our partners at Connexu Land Trust. We do group mountain bike rides and club meetings and volunteer trail work parties. I'm going on about 32 consecutive weeks of Thursday night trail work parties right now. It's been an exhausting season of trail work. We've built several new trails in the Sandpoint area this year. And that's my main employment in the summer months. In the winter months, I'm the business administrator of the Schweitzer Alpine Racing School. So my attention turns to the higher elevations where I spend a lot of time organizing ski races and doing fundraising and volunteer coordination for the ski racing program up at Schweitzer. So those are my two paid jobs here. In addition, I still do a lot of economics teaching and consulting remotely. I've got several textbooks, a major project that just wrapped up this month, actually. And I produce content for online economics education as well.
Okay. Are there elective positions you've held or appointed positions or any other community nonprofit organizations you want to mention?
I've never run for public office before. I have been a board member on a couple different nonprofits, including Pondere Peddlers, before becoming their paid executive director. For the last 2 years, I've served as a commissioner on the city's planning and zoning commission. I was appointed by Mayor Rungstad in 2019. And in 2020, when Commissioner and Chair Tom Riggs decided to step down as the chairman, the six other planning and zoning commissioners voted unanimously to make me their new chairman. So for over a year now, I've served as the chairman of the planning and zoning commission. And that was really a kind of a crash course in local governance and some of the development and growth issues and challenges that Sandpoint's facing. And my experience on the Planning and Zoning Commission is really what drove me to run for city council. I'm very comfortable in council chambers. I've been sitting on that dais for 2 years, in the chair seat for the last year. And I feel like planning and zoning is a great introduction to some of those issues. But city council is where the decisions are really made. And I feel like in order to represent the people of Sandpoint in the way that I really wish to do, that requires me serving on the city council.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you've kind of answered this question, but I'm asking all the candidates the same one. You're running for city council. How many city, I know you've been to a lot of planning commission meetings, but how many city council meetings have you attended in the past couple of years?
Good question. So even before I was on the Planning and Zoning Commission, I was as a member of the board of Pondere Peddlers, I was involved in a project that was going to require a presentation to city council. So about 3 years ago, I started working on this presentation that I had this vision of going up in front of city council with a flashy PowerPoint and getting approval for a project to build a trail on city property. That was probably my first introduction to, the processes that go into the planning of our city council meetings and the role that staff play. Since then, I've, of course, been involved in that process firsthand as a commissioner on planning and zoning. I've also had the pleasure of presenting to city council as an applicant for a project proposal. But I've attended in person and watched countless city council meetings on YouTube in the last 2 years. Often the issues that planning and zoning hears go to city council a couple of weeks later. So I have a great interest in seeing how those issues play out, those development proposals, subdivision requests, conditional use permits, things like that. But on a broader level, beyond just the planning and zoning issues, I've been very interested and involved in the broader budgetary issues in Sandpoint, issues relating to our infrastructure, to the local option tax. Those are all things that I've been personally and professionally very engaged in the last several years.
Okay. Well, let's switch to issues. What do you think are the biggest issues that Sandpoint is facing as a city, and where do you stand on them?
Yeah, good question. So, of course, as a candidate, I've been thinking all about those issues. I mean, I've really narrowed it down to three important issues and problems that our city's facing today. And I think the first and foremost that I think many residents would agree is a super pressing issue right now is the need to provide housing that is affordable to people who work in the local economy. In the 2 years I've been on planning and zoning, we have heard countless preliminary plat subdivision requests for new developments in the residential neighborhoods of Sandpoint. And in those 2 years, all but one of those has been for single family home subdivisions. These are what I would consider the kind of subdivisions that you'd see that most people would say belong in the Rathdrum Prairie or in Coeur d'Alene or Hayden, where there's vast amounts of land to chop up and put hundreds of single family homes with two car garages and big lots. Here in Sampa, we have 4.7 square miles of total land available for the entire city. And there's only a tiny fraction of that left that's undeveloped. So in my opinion, the model of subdividing the remaining pieces of land in Sandpoint in the same way that the prairies south of here were subdivided over the last 20 years is just not going to provide the housing that Sandpoint needs. So that housing that is within reach of the people employed by local businesses, the median income here is just under $60,000 for a family of four. Most of these two-car garage, 1,800 square foot homes get listed between $450,000 and $550,000. There's just no way that the typical worker in a local business can afford any of the new homes that have been built in the last year or going to be built in the next couple of years. We have multifamily zoning over large swaths of Sandpoint, yet we see almost exclusively single-family homes being brought here. So promoting a denser style of development that is more suitable to the urban city that we are, that could then provide housing that is within reach of the people employed by local firms. That's the number one issue. Now, as a passionate cyclist and mountain biker and user of trails myself, who always prefers to hop on my cruiser instead of driving my truck around town, another issue that's important to me is pedestrian and cyclist connectivity. We have a fantastic Parks and Recreation Master Plan that was adopted in 2019. In my opinion, I think a larger focus, or an equally as large focus, to updating our parks should be to updating the pedestrian and cyclist infrastructure that connects where people live to where they recreate and where they work. We need to make this city pedestrian first, cyclist first, and automobile second. We have an urban area transportation plan that, in my opinion, puts way too much emphasis on the efficient transportation of cars from one place to another in Sandpoint. That urban area transportation plan makes it difficult for us to fulfill some of the visions articulated in our city's comprehensive plan and in our multimodal master plan, which are very much more pedestrian and cyclist focused. So putting pedestrians and cyclists first is an important issue to me. And the third issue I would identify is the water issue. Now, that refers to both wastewater. We have an 80-year-old wastewater treatment plant over at Lakeview Park that is made up of components that were brought here from the Farragut Naval Station in the late 1940s. That plant needs upgrading. Our city has grown tremendously. We need to update our wastewater treatment plant to make sure we're protecting our natural assets, our water quality in our lake and our river. And we also have a water treatment plant that treats drinking water from the lake. That's an amazing facility that can provide us with all the drinking water we need. However, we know that there are coal trains running along the Clark Fork River upstream from our water treatment plant. We know that there are all sorts of potential threats to our drinking water supply from the lake. So another asset that our community has is our Little Sand Creek watershed, which is the 7,000 acre pretty much natural forested ecosystem up there along Schweitzer Mountain Road. We can and still do get drinking water out of that watershed for several months a year. We need to protect that watershed, conserve it permanently, protect it from development, and make sure that the water that comes from the mountains is just as accessible for future generations as the water from the lake, because we never know what's going to happen to the water in the lake, and we must have that backup drinking water source from Little Sand Creek. So those are some of the issues. The need to provide housing for the people who work here, pedestrian cyclist connectivity, and then wastewater treatment and drinking water protection for the people of Sandpoint.
Okay. Well, we have a few minutes left, so we can dig in on a couple other issues here. And one of them I'll set up a little bit. There's going to be a ballot question for city residents to vote on, asking if they'll approve a 1% local option sales tax on purchases made in the city. That money would be earmarked for parks and sidewalks. And the city did have an identical tax to this from 2015 to 2020 that funded construction of the grandstands and improvements to Memorial Field. That expired a year ago. So this proposal would essentially restart that 1 cent tax. It's 1 cent on each dollar spent on purchases. This is going to be a ballot question for people. Do you favor or oppose the local option tax for sidewalks and parks?
Let me say that I personally plan to vote for it. Let me qualify that by saying that I understand that a sales tax does place a burden on the people of Sandpoint who are already struggling to get by here. The reason I support the local option tax, however, is that I feel like it's the least bad way to get the people who don't live in Sandpoint to help pay for the infrastructure that they put wear and tear on, that they personally benefit from as well. A relatively large percentage of the money spent at Sandpoint businesses is spent by people who don't live within Sandpoint city limits. We cannot tax those people any other way. They should be paying their fair share for the infrastructure that they come here to use. So this is a good way for the city to get people who don't live here to help pay for the things that we provide them for their enjoyment as well. Sales taxes are regressive. They do place a larger burden on lower income families. That's something we need to be aware of and be empathetic towards the impact that this could have on people who are already struggling to live here. For that reason, if I had had some say in the language that appears on the ballot, I would have allocated more than just $200,000 for things other than the parks master plan. I believe we should be investing more in our sidewalks and our streets, and perhaps some of that money could have gone towards incentives for developers to provide more affordable workforce housing for the people working in the economy. So I plan to vote for it. I don't think it's perfect, but I think it's the least bad way to help pay for the infrastructure that people who don't necessarily live in Sandpoint are using and putting wear and tear on. but are not currently helping pay for. And we can also look at the outcome of the previous round of the local option tax. You know, I live four blocks from Memorial Field. I'm not a football player. I'm not a soccer player, but I see what that field is doing for our local economy. I know that since it opened this spring, there have been far more tournaments for both local athletes, but also out of town athletes and their families who come here and spend a lot of money in our local economy. So this is an investment. Investing in our parks is an investment that will pay itself back in the future because of the business it drives into our local businesses, into our local economy. And most importantly, these parks are going to be used by the people who live in Sandpoint. They're going to be enjoyed by generations of Sandpoint residents for a long time after the, you know, the 5 or 7 years that this tax might run to help pay for those investments.
Okay, we only have 3 minutes left. I'm going to throw two more questions at you.
Right.
Generally speaking, do you feel the city council and mayor have been taking the city in the right direction at present, or would you like to see things go differently?
Yeah, generally speaking, I do. I really respect the current city council and our mayor. I think now the very idea that the city council is taking our city in a direction is, I think, maybe a misunderstanding of how development takes place. I believe that development has gone in a certain direction, driven by market forces that are beyond the control of city council and the mayor and even city staff. I think that the unprecedented growth pressures in Sandpoint that we've seen, particularly since COVID, and the changing demographics, the fact that our average age in Bonner County is 7 years older than the rest of Idaho, tells you that the there's pressure from communities to, or I should say, there's pressures from outsider community that are driving Sandpoint and Bonner County in a certain direction that city council and the mayor are just trying to keep up with. I think that the city council's job and the mayor's job is to steer development in a direction that benefits the people who are already here more than it benefits the developers who stand to profit from this growth and development, and the outside home buyers, second home buyers, the Zoom workers who really want to come live here. My concern is that the path that development has been on for the last few years is too much in the direction that benefits outside interests and not enough in the interests of the people of Sandpoint. And that means that we need to refocus on the comprehensive plan of 2009, which has not been updated in 12 years. And we need to re-engage citizens to update that comprehensive plan so that city council, the mayor, and city staff can be reminded of what's most important to the people of Sandpoint and make sure that the development in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years supports the visions and the values of the people who live here now and make sure that this place is livable for our children. I like I said, I moved here to raise my daughter here. I want her to be able to live here in 15 or 20 years when she's out of college. The path we're on right now, I don't think this place will be livable for my daughter's generation. So I do have concerns, but I don't blame city council. I think it's the inevitable consequence of the outside pressures that have really steered Sandpoint in a direction that not everybody who lives here is really on board with right now.
Okay, Jason Welker, I want you to fix all those things. You and the other successful candidates, how can voters get in touch with you or learn more about you?
Yeah, sure. I've started my campaign a long time ago, actually. I've been very active on social media. My Facebook page, Jason Welker for Sandpoint. I respond to comments almost instantly and questions that people post on that page. So I'm super happy to engage with voters via my Facebook page. I also have my website. So if you want a more in-depth look at the issues that I care about, my background and some of the ideas I have, or if you want to sign up to have a yard sign or donate to my campaign, you can go to jasonwelker4sandpoint.com. And that's F-O-R, not the letter four, or not the number four.
Okay. Jason Welker, candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, Chris. Have a good day.